I am enjoying looking at the Gospel according to Luke, the first chapter. And as we are looking at the birth of Jesus, it all begins with Zechariah, Elizabeth, with the birth of John the Baptist. Now, I have already shared this about historically speaking, it has been 400 years since God has spoken through an angel or through a prophet, as far as we have record of. It's called the silent years. Between the Old Testament and the New Testament is about 400 years. And at this time, there are around 20,000 priests, and lots are cast upon Zechariah that he would be in the temple at that time. And we see that he and his wife, they lived blameless and righteous before the Lord. They kept the ordinances of God. They had prayed for a child, and she was barren. In those days, it was a curse if you were barren. In verse number 11, it says, this is why Zechariah is in the temple. It says, then an angel of the Lord appeared to him standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zechariah saw him, he was troubled and fear fell upon him. And the angel said, do not be afraid, Zechariah, for the Lord has heard your prayers. And your wife, she's going to conceive a child, and this child will be called John. This child will bring you much joy and gladness. Many will rejoice when this baby will be born. He will be a great man. He won't drink any strong drink, no wine. Nuh-uh. He won't have alcohol. He will also be filled with the Holy Spirit in his mother's womb. He will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God. And he will go before, speaking of the Messiah, in the spirit and the power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. Now, I want you to note two things. First of all, when the angel appears to Zacharias, he is filled with fear. Filled with fear. Second of all, the angel tells him not to fear, gives him good news. And then thirdly, he gets a wonderful promise that he and his wife, not only have their prayers been heard and their prayers will be answered, they're not going to give birth to just any boy. They're going to give birth to the one that was prophesied in the book of Malachi. He is going to come in the spirit of Elijah. Wow. What an honor to give birth to a prophet. In fact, later on, Jesus said that John was the greatest prophet of all that had ever lived. He was the last Old Testament prophet, and he was greater than all the prophets before him. What an honor. God answers prayer. God knows the desires of your heart today. Don't let the enemy fool you. Just because your prayers seem to be have delayed, that does not mean they are denied. If God says it in his word, you can stand on it. You know, the promises of God have two sides, God's part and our part. If we're keeping our part, God is greater than we are, and he is more truthful than we are. If we're doing our part to wholly follow after him, he will come through for you. You can take it to the bank, my friend. Amen. I tell you, my friends, I love Christmas, one of my favorite times of the year, and I enjoy giving. I so enjoy the gifts we are able to give our covenant partners. And this year, we are so thrilled to give you Up Close This Christmas. It's a DVD that will take you in behind the scenes. It's called Sessions, in behind the scenes, where they are in the recording studio recording their music. And you'll get to see some of your favorite artists, such as Jeff and Sherry Easter, Legacy 5, Aaron Amanda Crabb, Karen Peck, New River, Clint Brown, Greater Vision, and others. Booth Brothers, I can name some more. It goes behind the scenes. You will enjoy it. It will be a great gift to give away as well. Most importantly, we must hear from you this month. It's very vital that you pray and give the best gift you can. We'll send it to you as soon as we receive your minimal gift of $20, but if you can do more, I pray you will let God speak to your heart. Here is the address where you send it. He's Alive Radio, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536. You can also give online at he'salive.net. We'll be back tomorrow right here for more on The Winning Life at He's Alive Radio.